From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama was in Greece Tuesday, bringing to Europe much-sought assurances about the U.S. commitment to NATO under the presidency of Donald Trump. Mr. Obama and Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras held talks on the need for continued economic reforms, including transparency and cleaning up the country's financial sector. Mr. Obama spoke to reporters in a joint press conference with the Prime Minister.
In order to make reforms sustainable, the Greek economy needs the space to return to growth and start creating jobs again. We cannot simply look to austerity as a strategy, and it is incredibly important that the Greek people see improvements in their daily lives.
President Obama went on to praise Greece for showing extraordinary compassion to hundreds of thousands of migrants, many of them fleeing war and what has become an enormous challenge for the entire European Union. You can read more on President Obama's trip at voanews.com. An Egyptian appeals court has overturned a death sentence handed down against ousted Islamist President Mohamed Morsi in one of four trials since his 2013 overthrow, according to judicial officials. The court ordered that Morsi be retried on the charges of taking part in prison breaks and violence against policemen during a 2011 uprising. Italy's Coast Guard said Tuesday that 15 people had been rescued from a sinking rubber dinghy off Libya, triggering fears that dozens more may have drowned. The Coast Guard would only confirm that a merchant ship had gone to their aid. And warships from the United States, Canada, and Australia have been drafted in to help earthquake relief efforts in New Zealand. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says a ceasefire in Yemen could start as early as November 17th, provided that everybody does their part. Yemen's armed Houthi movement and a Saudi-led military alliance have agreed in supporting a solution for the conflict in Yemen based on the framework laid out to establish a new Yemeni national unity government by the end of the year. This is Secretary Kerry.
There's a humanitarian disaster in Yemen. There's just serious security and economic and political and humanitarian challenges. And our sense is that, and most of the parties we talk to agree, in fact, all the parties we talk to agree that there's no military solution. So if that's the fact, then you've got to get into what is the political solution.
Secretary Kerry spoke at the end of a visit to the United Arab Emirates. A farming crisis in Syria has reduced food production to a record low and raised fears people in the country will be forced to flee famine, according to the UN's Food Agency Tuesday. Widespread insecurity and unfavorable weather conditions in parts of the country continue to hamper access to the land, according to the Food and Agriculture Organization. UN Chief Ban Ki-moon voiced hope Tuesday that Donald Trump will vary his stance denying climate change as world leaders gathered in Morocco to keep a planetary rescue plan on track a week after the election to the White House. Trump has called global warming a hoax and has threatened to cancel the global pact. Ban said he has spoken to the president-elect, adding that he was optimistic that the business mogul will hear and understand the seriousness and urgency of addressing climate change.
I believe that he understands that there are market forces already at work on this issue and that we need to harness these forces for good of the planet and all the species in this planet. And I've been saying that, as I said earlier, once seemed to be unthinkable, has now become unstoppable.
Again, that is UN Chief Ban Ki-moon. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange's questioning at the Ecuadorian embassy in London over a longstanding rape allegation ended Tuesday, according to Swedish prosecutors. In a written statement, the prosecutor's office said the results of the questioning by an Ecuadorian prosecutor will not be provided immediately and is subject to confidentiality. Assange has always denied the claims, saying they were politically motivated. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.